A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, I also moonlight on the Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. And that's where this podcast begins, with your calls on a busy night again in the Carabao Cup. Of course, some bad results coming in, not Manchester United. They made it safely through to the next round, but West Ham didn't.
The full-time whistle. Oxford United have taken the scalp of West Ham United in the Carabao Cup, fully deserving of their passage through to round four by scoring four without reply. 4-0 to Oxford United. West Ham have to lick their wounds once again going out of the League Cup. Oxford fully deserving of this win in front of just over 10,000 supporters here at the Kazam. Full-time Hugh. Oxford United 4, West Ham United 0.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Tel.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, we're okay. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm fuming. I'll tell you that now, right, yeah? I've been going 45 years watching West Ham, right, yeah? And tonight is one of the lowest points that I've been to a game. Right, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We started off the season, everything else, right? Oh, yeah, we're going to make the European spots and all this sort of thing, right, yeah? Right? Kerry Grove's had it right in the first thing, right, yeah? We're going to, maybe win a League Cup or an FA Cup, right, yeah? And what I'm saying is, we come here, the first 20 minutes, right, yeah? We're all over them, yeah? Oh, easy street. Can't score, right? As soon as they score, right, yeah? Well, look, heads go down. 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. I left at 3-0. I've got outside the ground, right?
Tell, not being funny though, you left at 3-0, so you've got to give it 100% as well, haven't you? Stay and support your team and clap them off the pitch.
Sorry?
You left at 3-0.
I left at 3-0,
yeah. Yeah, we've got to see your team through to the end.
Oh, don't, mate. Yeah, you are trying to wind me up, Peter. Hey, I left at 3-0, right? I took a day off work, right, yeah? My boy, right, yeah? Had half a day at school, right? To come up here today, right, yeah? Oh, yeah. League Cup, let's go for it and like everything else, yeah? And we get there, all high expectations, come out, and they perform like that.
Terry.
I tell you what.
Terry.
I am fuming.
Terry, let me ask you a question.
United,
Terry.
Hold up. After beating Man United 2-0 on the Sunday, yeah, which I was there, and they're all saying, oh, yeah, top six. We need to get our priorities probably done. Because we ain't going to win no Premier League, right, yeah? We need to get in the league, win the League Cup, FA Cup, right? And tonight, they make a performance. Embarrassment.
Terry, let me ask you a question, right? We know for a fact that players, managers sometimes, owners of clubs, always listen to TalkSport after a busy night of football. What message would you give to the owners if they're listening, to the players that played tonight, to the coaching staff? If they're listening now and they're listening to Terry, the lifelong West Ham fan, what message would you give them?
Well, I'll tell you the message I'll give them, right, yeah? Play your best team from the start. Get 2 or 3-0 up, whatever it is. Until you start winning 2-0, play your best team from the start, right? And when we're winning ahead and everything else, right, yeah, take the players off who are going to play Saturday. Don't risk, right, playing against a team like Oxford who won 6-0 on Saturday away from home, right? And then bring some other players in. I mean, I tell you what, Sanchez...
And tell, but to be fair, tell. Tell.
That ain't worth 2 bob.
Chris is a West Ham fan. He agrees with you. Chris, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, pal. So go on, what do you want to say?
Well, it's a disgrace. The guy left at 3-0. I know it wasn't a good game. It really wasn't a good game. The like Ian Danters said, that he's, you know, Sanchez is a liability and the passing was utterly, utterly poor.
Go on. If Terry's listening, what would you say to him?
Terry, you're a disgrace, mate. You need to go and support another team. I'm not being funny, Andy. You turned around and said that, you know, it did well not to swear or whatever. Yes, we've played poor games before, but you know what? Oxford played us off the park, and hats off to them. That what they're doing, I've done a little bit of research before going up there tonight. You know, they had Marcus Brown, one of our youngsters, last year. We ended up giving him off to Middlesbrough, much to my dismay at the beginning of the season. He was like brilliant last year for them, and they're buying and loaning in players that are literally pushing them in the right direction, and that was on the cards tonight. It really was.
It was on the cards, Chris. Yeah. Oxford's reserve team was on the cards that they were going to beat you.
No, not on the cards. No, what I'm saying is when we drew Oxford. Oxford, a well-run side. Yeah, if we were playing against their first team tonight, they would have done exactly the same for reserve.
Well, what are you talking about, Chris? What are you on about? You'd think that you going it. You thought that was on the cards, and that was going to be a tough game for you.
No. I didn't say it was going to be a tough game. I just told them, I said that they're a well-run side. For them to be put out tonight, right? Whether it's their first team, it's the actual squad itself is a good side. Right? They were last year, and they seem like it this year. For us to be putting out Sanchez, right, Wilshere played okay tonight. I wasn't going to, you know, compared to Sanchez, he was a liability. But, you know, as for the rest of the team, we had a lot of first teamers out there today. Diop, Belbuena,
Zabaleta.
Yeah, Zabaleta. I mean, again, Zabaleta's never been like, you know, when we took him on, you know, I went to a Man City game, basically, against West Ham in the FA Cup. And literally, he ran the show when he was playing for Man City. He came to us, and he really hasn't done anything. And for his experience, you know what, it's just poor, absolutely poor. And for Noble to come on, you know, 10 minutes to the end, you know what? I disagree with the Oxford fan when he turned around and said about him putting his hands on his hips. You know what? What is he supposed to do?
On to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show, and their guest was Eddie Hearn, who brilliantly was talking about a fantastic Twitter feed called No Context Hearn. Well done, all of them, and well done, Eddie, for taking it on the chin. Boxing gag there.
As we all know, social media is now a staple part of life. It gives us news, fashion, comedy, and even new trends. And one of those recent trends is the Twitter feed at No Context Hearn. This features videos of Eddie that comes across completely nonsensical, prompting Twitter users to offer up their alternative context for the clips. So we thought we'd have a wee go at this with Eddie in the studio with us today.
When I look down at my running order of today's shows on TalkSport...
Irrelevant, boring, old, yesterday's news... Out of the way, excuse me, we're coming in.
When Barman Dave's asked why you're off ill for the third Friday in a row.
It's just a cheeky little Thursday for you. Thursday's a good day because you've got through to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You've got to Thursday. You see the weekend and you say to yourself, Thursday, what shall I do? Go out tonight, have a few beers.
Clocking eyes with the moose at the Chelsea press box buffet.
Jesus Christ, Porky, you put on some timber.
Looking down at my phone and actually seeing a reply from Mr. McCoist.
He texted me today. Something bizarre. And I just said to him, mate, you're off your swede.
And when I spotted her on for Pelle at the Wheat Sheaf after the show, when he told me he was going straight home.
People will stab you in the back, but you won't even see it coming because they're so friendly and nice to you.
So, you do get a bit of stick.
Oh, mate, actually, normally when I walk down the street, people shout out, "Oi, Hearn!" You know, I won't say any of those kind of words on there. But now it's, "You're that geezer, no context, Hearn." So I guess I've become a little bit of a viral sensation, and it's just embarrassing because I do these interviews with Coogan Cassius, IFL, shout out to those guys, and we're just like pals. So we just talk literally like we're in a pub. So they're obviously pulling all these contexts, and there's no context here, and no, it's just gone. It's on everyone's feed, and people, obviously, if you're not a boxing fan, you have no idea who I am. So there are people like, who is this guy in this no context here? Quite embarrassing, but you know,
it's
all good fun.
When I saw it, I thought that they were just like trolling you, but then when I see you retweet it, I'm like,
you got to embrace it. The guy actually sent me a message on Twitter. He's just some guy. I think his name's Andy, and I think he's some young boxing fan. He's like, Do you mind me doing this? I went, mate, crack on. Yeah. Go for it. He said, it's gone out of control. Mad. I think the last one had 4 million views. One of the ones he played. Yeah,
There you go, Ray.
Al gets a few in mic trials.
We need no context parlour. That's what we need.
I'm Darren Goff, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Moving on now to the Jim White Show. That can be heard mid-morning at, mid-morning, work it out for yourself. And of course, one of the biggest results from the night before's football was Colchester hammering Spurs and knocking them out of the cup. And John McGrill, the manager, joined Jim White.
Oh, it's a brilliant feeling, to be honest. The team have done unbelievably well. You know, there's no getting about it, really. We got the runaround, to be fair, you know, quite a lot throughout the game. But when it goes into penalties, as we all know, it's a bit of a lottery. And we had a certain goalkeeper in Dean Gherkin, you know, to thank with saving the first penalty. And then the boys then were able to put the goals in. That got us the rewards, really, of a great night's work.
You say you got the runaround, but I have to say Maurizio Pochettino was full of praise for your team. When it comes down to a penalty shootout, how do you watch it, John?
It's difficult, I must admit. Going back to the last rounds with Crystal Palace, I weren't able to look, to be honest. I was sitting down on the bench. I felt I had to change my attitude last night just to show a bit more support to the boys on the touchline. And especially when Giovanni misses the Panenka, and then you're thinking, you know, have we lost the momentum? But luckily enough for us, you know, I think Mora then hit the crossbar, and then, you know, one of our own academy boys was then able to to put the ball in the back of the net to make it a great occasion for us.
Yeah, and you mentioned that winning penalty then from one of your academy stars. How great is it that you're having these academy players coming through?
We have to. That is our brief. It's a directive from the chairman. I've known that. I've been at the club now for 10 years. Started off at under-13s. And, you know, there's been a pathway for me that the chairman's made to go into first-team football. And that's what we do with the academy products. You know, I think there was a young boy, Noah Chilvers, last round that got the plaudits for the winning penalty. You know, even Dean Gherkin, you know, as you say, he was an academy product all that time ago when he was 17. You know, so now young Tom Lapsley's got, you know, the rewards really of having the bottle really to take that penalty against, as you said, you know, the losing European finalists, Champions League finalists. You know, cup competitions on a night time as well, under the lights, it's a brilliant occasion, and it was a brilliant for our fans as well. You know, everyone come out, it was so fully sold, could have easily been sold 2-3 times over. So it was a great occasion for them as well.
European Cup finalists then, you've knocked them out, as I've mentioned already. So where does a result like this rank for you in achievements as a manager, John?
Oh, this is the top. Yeah,
this is it?
You know, just over 3 years now. This is by far. Yeah, again, I must say, Mauricio Pochettino was a class act last night and his number two. Straight after the game, they were, you know, really towards me, really, you know, give us some good plaudits. You know, saying well deserved, well played. Who you're looking for in the next round and stuff like that. So they were a class act. It's going to be nice tonight because obviously my team's Liverpool, so I'll be watching that game as well, and then we've got the draw afterwards, so it'll be a nice evening.
Crawley, they are at home in the fourth round. They will be playing, the balls are being drawn now. Crawley will be playing number six, and that is Colchester.
Both of them would hate that draw.
Wow.
That's a bad draw. Wow.
Back now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. And Matt Letiz, or Le God, as some people call him, was talking about Pochettino struggling to get the best out of his players right now.
Yeah, he's looking a frustrated man at the minute. I think frustrated with his players, who he probably looks like he feels that they're just underperforming for him. They just don't seem to have that little spark about them at the moment. I mean, there's been a lot of defeats in a calendar year for a team with the quality that Spurs have got. And, you know, as a manager looking at that, you're asking yourself questions as to why. And he's probably thinking, well, I'm doing all I can. Are the players doing all they can for me? And at the moment, he's probably looking at it and thinking, I don't think they are.
Saints go to Spurs. Are they thinking, are some of the players thinking, maybe a good time to go there? You know, they made 10 changes last night, but still the names they had against Colchester should have been very much good enough to win that tie. So if there is a bit of disruption, if there is a bit of, not 100% at Spurs, could they get anything at the weekend?
There's always a chance, Al. You saw the way that Spurs blew Crystal Palace away not too long ago. So they are still capable of producing that kind of football. I mean, it was scintillating stuff for that first 45 minutes. So they've still got that in their locker room. We still have to be very, very careful. But I guess if you're going to go to Tottenham, this is probably, you know, as good a time as you can get to go there on the back of a defeat, on the back of the team looking like they're not quite a cohesive unit at the minute.
Well, tell you what, let's give you Spurs' record, Matt. Since mid-Feb, okay? Played 26, won 8, drew 6, lost 12. And that's given them a draw last night. I know they went out on penalties rather than defeat. I'm just thinking Champions League, did that paper over cracks? Because, you know, I thought Tottenham would finish third again, no danger. I still think they will, but I'm not 100% certain.
Yeah, I know. We've got to. I do like to guard against being a bit reactionary and over short periods of time, because you know the season is long and form fluctuates. So you kind of don't want to just react on the back of one or two results. You kind of want to see it over a longer term. And when you look at Spurs' form this year, that is over quite a bit of a longer term, so I can understand why you're thinking that perhaps they might not finish third this season. I mean, the great thing about them is that the other teams that should be vying for that third place aren't in the greatest of shapes either.
From Alan Brazil's Breakfast Show to Talk Sport 2, which is sort of like Talk Sport, but just number 2. And Ben Youngs was talking ahead of the game against America in, of course, the Egg Chasing World Cup, which kicks off today at 11:45 a.m. Unless you're listening to this after 11:45, in which case it's already kicked off.
Ben, World Rugby issued a statement yesterday criticising their referees for the first few games. Have you guys discussed that? Does it change anything for you that they sort of seem on red alert for their referees to be getting things exactly right?
No, it doesn't change anything for us. We just make sure that every picture that we show at the breakdown and cleaning out and maul and scrum is good pictures, and we don't change what we do. Obviously, Nick's reffing tomorrow night. I'm sure that he's looking forward to getting out there, and we're looking forward to working with him as a team.
Ben, a couple of questions. You say the family's over. Is your dad over? Is Tom over? Just an idea of who is over. That's it. Forgotten the second question. It was a killer. It's the best question I'd have ever asked, but I've forgotten it. So that'll do.
No one's out actually yet. My wife arrives next week, and then my dad comes a week later. So they'll be tuning on TV tomorrow. But I'll see them in the next 2 weeks, which will be nice.
And now, of course, to the bit that you've all been waiting for. I know we started with the sports bar, but let's be honest, it's all about the midnight train to madness. And this one was utterly bonkers, wasn't it, Jerry?
I've got a funny story. It goes back about 30 years ago when six of my mates, we all went to a Greek island for our holidays that year. So this particular day, we decided we'll all go scuba diving out in the boat, and we all had got a good drink in the night before, so a wee bit worse for wear. So we do all the safety stuff. So as I say, there were six of us, so one guy, he was sick, so he couldn't go, so that's us down to five. So we go down in the water, start off doing the wee dive, and the guy to my right, he's sick, and he's masking all that, so he's got to get back up again, so he swims to the top. So that's us, we're down to four now. So they can I get spread about. So I found myself just by myself. I said, what's going on here? And just at that moment, one of the guys went by me like Marine Boy. As he was doing his feet were going doing the flip-flop thing, but his hands were doing the front crawl underwater. I said, God, that's strange. So as he goes by me, I said, I better catch up with him. But just then, something grabbed my ankle. I said, oh God. And I actually thought it was a shark or something. I got a bigger fright, and I was kicking and squealing. But it was just the diver telling me to slow down, to go over to a cave and get my photographs taken. So we done all that, done all the dive stuff, back up again. So back on the boat, and they're doing all the party stuff. You throw a bottle of champagne, you dive down and get...
How long was that going on? I mean, that should have been the story. It was a shark. I punched it on the face and go away.
Get him to the punchline, because he did say, this is a funny story.
Wasn't. That's it for another podcasty thing. Good work, everyone. Pat yourselves on the back. Give yourself a round of applause. In fact, I've got a small email that's just landed in my inbox. Good work, Andy, on the podcast, even though you're still recording the last link for it, which I'm currently listening to now. Oh, there's no more words because I've not finished the link, but I'm sure that'll be a nice email anyway. Right, make sure you download the next one. Make sure you press subscribe, etc., etc. Thank you for listening. Thanks for taking the time to do just that. Hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Although, if the bosses are listening, I would enjoy it more if I actually got paid. Even in penny sweets, that would be nice. Maybe a sherbet dib dab or some shoelaces. Or like the old strawberry shoelaces, that would be lovely. Or fizzy fish. Do you remember the old fizzy fish? You put one and you go... And then you get used to it and then you could do the whole packet. Anyway, you get the idea. Good work. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.